Tablet 10. Justice. Whenever we think about justice, we should remember the story about Isa, the Christ, and the adulterous woman. When people asked Isa, "Should we stone the woman?" he said, "The one who has no sin cast the first stone." Then all the people left, and Christ himself forgave her and let her go. It is such a profound and deep story. It has been told, read, and reread by many, but the true meaning of it has not been considered. The meaning is, only those who have no guilt can judge. Christ does not say, "Do not judge her," or "Do not stone her," but only those who have no guilt can judge and pass judgment on others. Or, in other words, only those who have overcome their lower natures can judge. First of all, they will not easily forgive the sin done to society, because they have no guilt or sin themselves, or if they had in the past, they have overcome it and are in that peaceful state with His grace where no guilt is present. So they will not overlook other people's sins because of their own guilt feelings. Secondly, they will know that overcoming and being sinless is a great struggle. Therefore, they will be compassionate towards sinners and will judge them by love. Thirdly, they will be aware of the situation of the society and environment. Therefore, those sins which would not have been done if the society was not corrupt would not be judged harshly, because the victim is an effect of the cause of the corrupt society. It has been the society and environment that has created the victim, not his nature or greed. The man who has guilt himself will unjustly forgive others because he is not truthful with himself and intuitively knows, "How can I judge when I do many sins myself?" That is why only Brahmins, sinless ones, should judge. Greater than salvation is justice. Justice is salvation. As long as petty criminals are judged and punished when these crimes are done because of iniquity in society or from ignorance, and the big criminals who created such an unjust society for their own self-interests are overlooked because of their power or ties to the higher classes in society, or because of following the wrong philosophy in society in whole, justice will not be established. Only in a true society, with the greatest possible equity and true philosophy based on God's laws, with true leaders, can justice be preserved. In such a society, each person can assume the best position which is most suited to his own nature, Dharma. Then we will have a natural society, where all the basic needs of the human are met and equity of the highest possible form is present. Then, if there is a criminal, he should be judged as harshly as necessary. However, in a natural society, Kingdom of Heaven on Earth, it is expected that the number of wrongdoings would become minimal. That is because more people will reach higher consciousness and they will have an effect on the consciousnesses of others in the direction of being a good citizen and compassionate. In fact, the very reason that the laws in the Torah and Sharia, Islamic laws, seem impractical in our societies is because these laws can only be used in a just society with the highest possible equity between people. Otherwise, they can be misused by opportunists or unjust leaders to take advantage of ignorant people in the name of religion. That is what happened in the past, and if the Kingdom of Heaven is not established, it will happen in the future. In short, the Kingdom of Heaven should be established first, and then true and just leaders of humanity, Brahmins, can be the judges. The media, The media should be used for spiritual progress. It is a part of the makeup of the environment, and therefore should not be a source of stimulation of man's lower nature, or a source of directing human attention from the goal of the life to other things. Man is nothing else but an ideal. A man without an ideal is an animal. That is the only difference between a man and an animal. In eating, drinking, sex, and fear for survival, man shares the same tendencies with an animal. Only when man chooses an ideal and strives for it will he be different. However, an ideal can also be from ignorance. The only ideal which is not from ignorance is to become divine, which is the goal of human life. Other ideals are secondary to this one. The media, therefore, should be utilized toward this end and should direct man's desires toward his higher nature, which is divine. This can be done by bringing the true knowledge of human life and spirituality to humans, by looking at this universe through the eyes of God, and by making all understand the significance of the things happening to humanity. Also with respecting great figures in history and making great souls as ideals for young people to strive to follow in their steps, and by stopping things which come from the lower nature of the man or stimulate it, can this be achieved? What is wrong with management studies? A. In management studies, the assumption is that the human hierarchy of needs, according to Maslow's theory, is as below. 1. Physiological. 2. Safety. 3. Belongingness, to be a part of a group. 4. Esteem, to progress and be someone in that group. 5. Self-actualization. The two needs, belongingness and esteem, are not real needs, but they are the byproducts of the false ego. A false ego is created when a person feels important because of something outside in the external world, such as a nice house, a big car, a prestigious job, a group he belongs to, or because of the praises he receives from others, etc. The false ego can be easily recognized, that is, if that source of feeling important is taken away from the person, he will start to feel miserable and will either lose his confidence and become very depressed, or he will become violent. Also, true needs are those which should continue to stay with the person even after a higher need is fulfilled. But in the case of belongingness and esteem, when a person becomes self-actualized, these needs cease to exist, but the physiological and safety needs still remain. That is, a self-actualized person still needs to eat, sleep, have shelter and medical care, but he no longer has a need for belongingness or esteem. He might enjoy people and their company or even his achievements, but he is not desperate to have them. He is content with himself as he is. Therefore, the true hierarchy of needs are as below. 1. Physiological. 2. Safety. 3. Self-actualization. We can say that the belonging and esteem needs arise as false needs in order to assist a person to realize eventually that his true values and importance are not outside but within himself. When this is understood, those false needs cease to exist. We can say that these needs are just illusionary needs, Maya. When the veil of illusion is taken away, a person becomes self-actualized. He will try to know his true values and know himself. Whoever knows self knows God. Furthermore, self-actualization is not a need, but it is the goal. So in truth, the only basic needs of existence are physiological and safety. B. The second problem with management studies is that only the organizational structure as the symbol of a triangle upward is considered. However, true organization consists of two triangles. The triangle downward is the symbol for deeply understanding the laws of the universe and implementing them in the organization, or the triangle downward means justice. The two triangles together create the symbol of the kingdom of heaven on earth, or a true earthly organization, Seal of Solomon. Only by understanding the true nature of the human, helping all to become self-actualized, and establishing a natural organization with self-actualized members, can a true organization be created.